Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, today the readings are speaking about for what purpose we are following Jesus Christ and for what reason we are looking for Jesus Christ. So basing on this, I would like to share with you two things. The first one, are we looking for Jesus Christ for the temporary food? Or are we looking for Jesus Christ to give us eternal food or eternal life? Second one, if you want eternal food, we need to put away the old self and live in the new life with Christ. So these are the two things that I would like to share this evening. So the first one, are we looking for Jesus Christ to give us temporary food or eternal food? The reason I'm asking you, so I believe last Sunday, you all went to the church, am I right? And if you remember last Sunday, the gospel reading, which is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, 1 through 15, speaking about feeding the 5,000 people. You know, so after having that meal, so today in the gospel reading is continued, the people are looking for Jesus Christ. Because they are looking for Jesus Christ, it's not because he is the Jesus Christ, he is the eternal shepherd who can give us eternal food. But the people are looking for Jesus Christ for the free food or temporary food which can perish and destroy our lives. So think about you and me. You know, we are living in the year 2024. There are lots of people who are looking for Jesus Christ to fulfill their temporary needs. Once, if their needs are met, and think about how many people coming back to the church, how many people follow Jesus Christ more closely. Because we all know the salvation is through Jesus Christ, with Jesus Christ, and in Jesus Christ. And if you want to have the eternal life, it is only through Jesus Christ. But think about how many people, once the needs are met, how many people return back. I will give you one example from the Bible. You know, so when we read the Gospel of Matthew, we come across there were 10 lepers. And they all went to Jesus Christ. And all of them were cleansed by Jesus Christ. So how many of them were returned back to Jesus Christ to be followed? Just one. And 9 people went back because they were healed, they found the good health, and they don't need any more Jesus Christ. Just one man returned back, thanking and praising God and following him. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I want you. I want to have the eternal life. Just one man followed Jesus Christ. That is the reason you and me, we need to ask the same question. Am I following Jesus Christ just for my temporary needs? Or to find the eternal salvation, to have the eternal banquet in his kingdom? Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus says in today's gospel reading, the Gospel of John 6, when we read 33, Jesus says, look for the bread that endures forever, that gives you eternal life. And that is only given by Jesus Christ. So we need to have the Jesus Christ to have the happy life, dear brothers and sisters. So without Jesus Christ, I don't think we can find the eternal salvation and eternal happiness. So that is the reason when you come to the church, make sure we need to encourage each other. When we go through the difficulties, the problems, worries, let's not lose our faith, but rather, let's keep our faith Let's pray for one another. Let's make sure that we are encouraging each other to follow Jesus Christ until we die. Because we need Jesus Christ. And second one, as I said, if you want to have the eternal life, we need to put away the old self and we need to live the new life. I will give you some examples from the Bible. It's very clear in the first reading of today, the people of Israelites. Do you know what is the nature of the people of Israelites? Always grumbling, murmuring, and making the complaints. And don't think that we are too far away from those people. We do the same. You know, think about how many times we make the complaints. For example, I will tell you, okay? So when there is a summer season, when the weather is too hot, like 95 degrees, 100 degrees, we make the complaint. I don't need the summer, I want the winter. And when the winter season is too cold, what we all say? I like the summer season again. And the same thing with the people of Israelites, they were grumbling, murmuring, making the complaints all the time, taking the name of God in vain, not worshiping, not praising, not thanking God. Dear brothers and sisters, but still, God loved them. And in the second reading of today, St. Paul says very clearly, if you want to follow Jesus Christ, put away your old self, your old life, and try to live the new life with Jesus Christ. Unless we live the new life, I don't think we can have eternal life with God in His kingdom. So we need to change our character. We need to change our behavior of making the complaints, grumbling, murmuring, taking the name of God in vain. We have to stop doing this. Then only we can say, I truly believe in Jesus Christ. I truly follow Jesus Christ. You know, whatever we have, we should not make any complaints. You know, what is my best discipline in my life? Always I say to myself, I'm happy, I'm blessed, and I'm satisfied. So these are my three things always keep in my mind. I'm happy, I'm blessed, I'm satisfied. So that makes me to have the positive attitude rather than making the complaints, taking the name of God in vain. I will give you two examples, the people who changed their life. When we read the Gospel of Luke 19, 1 through 10, we come across the short guy. His name is called Zacchaeus. And we all know he was a sinner, he was a tax collector, but at the same time to find the eternal life, he gave up the old sinful life and he lived the new life with Jesus Christ. That made Jesus to say, the salvation has come to this house today. If you want to hear the same thing from Jesus Christ, we have to change our behavior. If you want to find the eternal banquet with God in His kingdom, we have to change our behavior, our character. We have to give away. We have to put it away. Unless we do it, I don't think God can allow us and God can forgive all our sins. So we ourselves need to change with the help of God our character. And the second example I will give you, when we read the Gospel of Luke 23, 41 through 44, we come across there are two thieves hanging on beside the Jesus Christ when Jesus was crucified. There is a thief who is not good. There is a good thief who repented and who said to Jesus Christ, Jesus, when you are in your kingdom, remember me. And you know what Jesus said? Today, you will be with me in my paradise, in the paradise. See? So which means he completely changed. He repented the sins what he had committed. And he want to have the eternal banquet, the eternal life with Jesus Christ. That is the reason he said, Jesus, remember me in your kingdom. That should be our prayers every day, dear brothers and sisters, because we are sinful people. We need to change. But still remember, Jesus loves us. Jesus forgives all our sins. And Jesus wants every one of us in his eternal kingdom. So let's prepare ourselves every day. Let's not look for a temporary food, temporary happiness, but rather eternal food. To find the eternal food is not that easy. We have to keep our faith every day. Stay focused on Jesus Christ. Whatever goes in your life, whatever the sickness you go through, let's make sure that we love God sincerely, with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul. And definitely, God will bless us with eternal life. Amen.